Welcome to Twist for the week of September 25th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we are covering a corporate income tax ruling from North Carolina, sales and use tax developments from Missouri and Tennessee, and a B&O tax determination from Washington State. In a recent corporate income tax private letter ruling, the North Carolina Department of Revenue responded to a taxpayer's request for guidance as to the sourcing of service fees received from a related entity. The service fees reimbursed and compensated the taxpayer for contract manufacturing services provided to the related entity, its foreign parent corporation. The department concluded that the taxpayer must source its receipts in the same manner as the foreign parent. As such, applying the rule for sourcing sales of tangible personal property, the department concluded that the service fees should be sourced to North Carolina if the finished product was ultimately delivered by the foreign parent to a customer located in North Carolina. In Missouri sales and use tax news, a food delivery platform asked whether it was required to collect and remit sales taxes on sales made to Missouri customers from in-state restaurants. The department responded that the platform was not required to collect and remit sales taxes, but that the platform may transfer sales taxes collected on behalf of the restaurants to the restaurants. The department analogized the platform's role to that of a financial institution or credit card company that does not have a requirement to collect sales taxes on payments that it facilitates. The ruling did not address the state's marketplace facilitator law. In Tennessee, a taxpayer requested guidance on how its federal income tax status would affect its classification as a manufacturer. Tennessee's sales and use tax industrial machinery exemption is granted to entities whose principal business is the fabrication or processing of tangible personal property for resale and consumption off the premises. An activity is a taxpayer's principal business if more than 50% of its revenues at a given location are derived from fabricating or processing tangible personal property for resale. In sum, the department ruled that when the taxpayer elected to be treated as a corporation for federal income tax purposes, its sales of fabricated goods to its parent would be counted in determining its manufacturing status. In contrast, if the taxpayer was treated as an entity disregarded as separate from its parent, the taxpayer would be treated as a division of the parent, and the sales to the parent would not be counted in determining if the principal business test was met. Finally, a tax hearing officer for the Washington State Administrative Review and Hearings Division concluded that a taxpayer was subject to manufacturing B&O with respect to sales of personalized pet products. The taxpayer argued that its personalization process did not change the quality of the products or the chemical, physical, or functional properties of the items. The hearing officer disagreed, holding that the taxpayer was changing the physical property of the tags or collars by physically stamping or embroidering them. This, in turn, transformed the products from merely decorative items into a powerful method of identifying the owner of a lost pet. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.